Everybody acts like Molvat is something special when they're using the exact same commodity servers as every other VPN. In fact, these same huge international providers are actually a problem, like M247 and DataPacket, because it centralizes all information in the hands of a few people when privacy benefits from decentralization. For example, Molvat, iVPN, TorGuard, Nord, and Proton all use M247 for their New York exit. So these influencers like Mental Outlaw on YouTube say, oh, Molvat is amazing, but Proton, they're a honeypot. If you use Proton, you're going to jail. Meanwhile, in the exit closest to him, he's from Massachusetts in New York, they're both flowing through the same providers, routers and switches. Because they use the same large data center providers, it makes every single country the same. So for example, Molvad's Mexico exit is DataPacket, but this is a British and US company. What does it even matter if you have a Mexican IP address if you're getting a court order right back from the UK? It all just becomes the same. And all of this centralizes the information. In fact, these huge providers are so large, they're in so many countries, that the websites themselves are hosted on these providers. For example, Discord is hosted on DataPacket. But this is Molvat as well. This means if you use Molvat for Discord, you're flowing back and forth through the same company's routers and switches over and over again. How can you tell me it's not a conflict of interest to have DataPacket help you hide from DataPacket? So if everybody you're interacting with is using these VPNs, which are then using these same providers, then they just become the new global ISP, where they're seeing both sides of all of your conversations. You're texting somebody, but it's flowing on to the text servers, but then it's flowing back through Molvat. Molvat's able to see this, and nowhere is this more clear than with WebRTC calls. So many chat apps, from XMPP to Signal to all these web apps, many of these different things use WebRTC for audio calls. And what this means is that the server's only coordinating the connection between the two people, who are then connecting direct. If M247 and DataPacket are seeing both sides of those conversations, both people's home IP addresses, as it flows from your house to one of these servers and then back through M247 or DataPacket, they just become the all-seeing eye. All these conversations you're having on Noster, even they're using iVPN, but you're both using M247, boom, all this stuff is doxed. And a lot of people say, what's the big deal? Who cares? What does it matter that it's all so centralized? And the big problem is not that even those servers are compromised. They don't have to compromise those actual Molvat servers. The bigger issue is it's all flowing through the same routers and switches, which becomes a huge problem for passive AI surveillance. So they can't do surveillance on the entire earth, on every router and switch around the whole world. So they instead focus on these centralized choke points, which we've talked about in the past podcast I've done. We've talked about how they're doing it with the ocean cables. We've talked about how they're interested in these peering centers because they don't want to have to give a warrant or a subpoena to every single company. But if they can get in with these large providers at these peering centers, then they're sharing the data with everyone else in these centers. Another reason that these huge providers are bad from an AI surveillance perspective is because it removes the complexity of different setups. And when you're trying to study something, you want to control for all these variables. Think about a scientific experiment, right? There's the independent variable and the dependent variable. You want to remove all these different complexities and instead be able to measure the speed of one person interacting with M247 compared to the other person on the other side of that with M247. And some people go, what's the hard proof? How do we actually know that this AI surveillance is possible? And ironically, the proof could come from Molvad's own white papers. So Molvat funded a study, which I'll get into in a moment, but in this study they did, it demonstrated that the size of the data packets can be used by AI to see what website you're going to. And I agree with Mulvad on this problem. The thing is, though, I disagree with how they're solving it. So let's go into first what the study is and then how they're solving it. So in this study, they did what's called a closed world study. And what this means is they took, in this particular paper, 100 websites, which they fed into AI and had it learn the packet sizes and how it works. And then they had, through the VPN, they said, look, we're going to one of these 100 websites, and they did it a few times. And the AI was able to go, look, I can see what website you're going to. And then they had this technique that I'm gonna get into in a moment that Mulvad applied. And then they go, look, now we're able to hide the size of the data packets. Now, I agree with Mulvad on the problem. I disagree with their solution. So me and them both agree that the problem is when the data packets are small and it's just a website, and so it's easier for the AI to study that. I agree. They said that on their site, and I agree that that's the problem. So I'm recommending you do mixed traffic, where you have a bunch of things sending traffic at once. Maybe you're streaming some music, maybe you're looking at a movie as you're looking at a website. All these different traffic sources make it much more confusing for the AI to study these packet sizes, to study the timing. So under simplified privacy system, we promote using a dual layer. And what this means is having a system-wide VPN that's close to your home, as close as possible. And then from there, on the second layer, we have these browser-only fingerprints. And what this does is, if you have two of them open at once, or if you even just have system traffic on the layer one, that this makes the data packets a different size from crossing the ocean cables from the layer two to the layer one than they are from the layer one to your home internet service provider. And the larger these packets are and the more mixed it is on that layer one, the better that this hides the traffic. So if Mulvad or these academics from the white paper, if they were to listen to this podcast, they would say that I never proved that mixed traffic can't be studied, and that's my point. They had to remove mixed packets from the menu in order to do their study itself. And what do they recommend? What is Mulvad's new protocol, which they're calling the maybe not protocol, it's called like data, misspelled, D-A-I-T-A. What are they recommending? Why, they're recommending small, isolated packets. So their new system of isolation first slows the website down, then inserts random noise, which they're calling padding, to spread out the size of the packet over time. The problem with their system is that it isolates it. So it first takes in the first thing coming in, and it's slowing it down and doing all this bullshit, but now other things that you're doing are waiting in line. Like, imagine you're at the grocery store and they're checking out one thing at a time across that conveyor belt. Boop. Then the next packet. Boop. And then the next one. So it's isolating it. I did a quick experiment on my local computer. First, I bought a Mulvad subscription and I tried it with regular Mulvad, downloading two files at once. Then I flipped on their new protocol, the data, the maybe not, and I downloaded file one, and then when I went to do file two, it was slow waiting for the first one to finish. So their protocol is purposefully isolating it, when that's exactly the opposite of what I'm telling you to do, which is the problem itself, that when it's isolated, it becomes much easier to study. And you see, they think that they're gonna be able to outsmart the NSA, but at the end of the day, maybe they can disguise what website it is, but they can't hide what you're actually doing. Like, the way that a website would move through Mulvad's protocol compared to a audio call of WebRTC, compared to streaming of a video, all these different things would move differently in the size and quantity of the packets through Mulvad's protocol than they would under a mixed system where you can't even figure out what's going on. So MOVAD thinks they're gonna outsmart the NSA, they think they're gonna outsmart the CIA, but by isolating the packets, they actually directly head on try to outcompete with them. MOVAD's system, it's really being misrepresented because they're saying, oh, we're making all the data packets the same, but they're not really doing that. They're making your data packets spread out. What you're doing has nothing to do with what the other people on MOVAD are doing. And so MOVAD's thing really only works if the more people are using it. And that's the paradox, is that MOVAD works best when they centralize all data and power to themselves, while as the system that I'm talking about is engaged in asymmetric warfare, we can succeed only with a few people among ourselves. If you look at their website, they don't even list Nostr. They list Mastodon, they list Twitter, they're happy to get shoutouts from influencers like Odell, but they don't want to give anything back to the community and soak up as much money as they can to resell M247 just like every other VPN. People are like, oh, MOVAD, they're so private. They let you route your traffic through Tor first to hide your IP address. Oh, yeah? Is that the way that they're ending support for OpenVPN? Now they are only doing WireGuard, which prevents you from doing Tor first. Come on down to M247, route all your traffic. Oh, what's that? You're gonna hide with a different VPN first. Oh, they use M247 too. M247 to M247. It's so fast. Come on down. Oh, but you're gonna route your stuff to Sweden, huh? Oh, well, our slow, small packets are gonna make you wanna go direct. What's that? You're crossing the NSA-tapped ocean cables alone? Exactly like I told you not to do in the last episode. Oh yeah, the wonder and the magic of Sweden. This is the same Sweden that in the most recent EU chat control debate just voted to end end-to-end encrypted chat companies. Nobody can have end-to-end encrypted chat for sale under these Swedish guidelines. Now, thankfully, Sweden's politicians were not enough to sway the entire European Union. But I guess MOVAD doesn't care, since they like to use Gmail. They're renting servers with Gmail, giving customer support with Gmail. Experience the joy, the wonder of Google emails. I guess that's better than M247, which uses Cloudflare for their website, leaking MOVAD's password to the US government. Come on down. We only blocked the Tor network recently. I want to end this with an old school Chinese expression. In Sun Tzu's The Art of War, he talks about the rock and the river, and how although the rock is much more powerful and strong to push against, the river is able to erode the power of the rock by flowing with the bends and the changes of life. Ultimately, MOVAD's white paper seeks to slow and isolate these small packets, but by doing so, they remove the complexity of life. Instead, I say to flow with the times and have as much traffic pushing and bending through these wires as it splits through the infrastructure, as it travels farther and farther to more free jurisdictions. Yes, the rock can hit you hard, but at the end of the day, it is the river that can break free. It's your boy Shadow Rebel. Catch you on the flip side.